Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, Jeffrey Combs. 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 Eastern Standard Time. Welcome to Facebook Live. It's my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a Tuesday afternoon, May 3rd. It is officially 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Welcome, everyone. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. The topic for today's Facebook Live is Speak Into Existence, Reality You Create. Welcome, everyone. Scott Lucas, how are you this afternoon? Good to connect with everyone here this afternoon. Let's see, who do we have here? Callie, good to see you. Aaron, blessings to all. Good afternoon, everyone. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Cassie, good afternoon. Good to connect with all of you today. Today is a great day to no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. Brian, good to see you this afternoon. Charlie, good to see you. Charlie, an honor to have been your coach so many years ago. Welcome, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I've been drinking some detox tea today that my wife made for me. What was it? Apple cider vinegar. So Mrs. Bragg's apple cider vinegar, and that assists with inflammation. So that is a very, very good home remedy that she found from a book I purchased for her called Home Doctor. If you've not seen this large book called Home Doctor, it is absolutely a must. Gaga Vukin, welcome to today's Facebook Live. Monica Nicole, welcome to today's Facebook Live. Welcome, everyone. Haley Turner, good to see you here on Tuesday afternoon Facebook Live. It is now 2 o'clock or 2 minutes after the hour of 1 p.m., 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic for today is Speak Into Existence, Reality You Are Creating. You can also add into the words manifesting. So someone's asking me right now, how do you find me? And I'll type to her on my profile. P-R-O-F-I-L-E. There we go. So speak into existence, reality I am creating. That is an affirmation. I started using affirmations in 1990 with a book called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And the more that you understand what that means, affirmation, it's to speak into existence. And so that means words of empowerment, words of encouragement. Words are your wand. Words don't return void. But when you tell yourself that it's very difficult, it's very hard, you don't understand, my situation's unique, I'm a unique struggler. When you speak into existence, communication like that, you will attract your reality, people and situations to fulfill the same set of feelings. So this is why the power of word, spoken word, being able to have, communicate clearly. This is why so many people overwhelm themselves. They overwhelm themselves with words and language and communication that is not empowering. As you begin to separate your feelings from the events that shape them, you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. And what many people do is they speak into existence the very diseases that the body manifests. Now, if you have headaches and you say, I have the world's worst headaches, I'm suffering from headaches, or any situation or any malady or any function of that situation, by edifying the dis-ease, you continue to manifest it. When you begin to change the word choices, I am committed to understanding the mind-body connections to the reason that I have headaches. I am on the path to releasing my feelings that create my headaches. I have a better understanding of the mind-body connections. Headaches typically come, like, here's my right hand. Headaches come right here if you're right-handed, oftentimes. So right hand, left, right, that's called the atlas and the axis. So that is C1 and C2 in the upper cervical. Your back, that's your thoracic. Below your belt is the lumbar. The very bottom of your tailbone is the coccyx, and we tend to sit on old pain. Lumbar pain can create nerve challenges down the leg. It can create knee, ankle, and foot challenges. A tingling foot is usually a byproduct of a lumbar issue, usually on the dominant side of your body, right hand, so, but it can also be referred. And the more you understand foot reflexology, hand reflexology, muscle testing, and other modalities of healing, you can begin to let go. You can actually heal yourself from many maladies, ailments, and other situations that we continue to attract. David Morrison has joined us from Australia this afternoon. I love seeing clients from around the world join me at different times of the day. So Louise Hay wrote the groundbreaking book in 1986, You Can Heal Your Body. I feel very fortunate that I was exposed to that book in 1988. Now, I did not take advantage of that in 1988. In 1989, I started reading that book. That book became life-changing. Brian just says, meditation is key. Yes, Brian, that is a very empowering situation. David Morrison from Australia, Sydney area says, good morning, everyone. So it's good to have David here from Sydney with us. David, the topic for this afternoon's call is speak into existence, reality, and then you fill in the blank. I'm creating, I'm manifesting on command. That is the power of spoken word. So in using affirmations, it's important that you speak clarity, but also in an affirmation, there has to be a relative component of realism. Now I'm going to grab a couple tools and a couple books for you. So these are some of my old tools. Game of Life and How to Play It. This is a affirmation deck. As you can see, it's very beat up. It's frayed. It's been glued together numerous times. Elmer's glue and toothpicks have put this baby back together. So that's from this book right here. This is The Power of the Spoken Word. This is The Game of Life and How to Play It. DeVos Publishing, tiny little book written in 1925. I came across that book from a woman that I was dating in after 2 years of celibacy and sobriety, a woman that I was dating introduced me to Florence Scovel Shinn. That same woman also introduced me to Catherine Ponder. And then in a bookstore in Dallas, Texas, I purchased this affirmation deck. This was the first deck I ever used. This is The Game of Life and How to Play It. They no longer make these. I would suggest you find this on eBay used because these are very small. And then I made my own deck right here called More Heart Than Talent Affirmation Cards. Now I'm just going to show you the power of word here. I'm going to cut the deck and we'll see what pulls up here. My ship comes in over a calm sea. Poise and non-resistance are power. My ship comes in over a calm sea. Poise and non-resistance are power. So that's that card deck. Then Florence Scovel Shinn later wrote this book, The Power of the Spoken Word. And in her book, The Game of Life and How to Play It, chapter 3, as you can see, I have a card in there, The Power of Word. So in this content is where I started to change my word choices. In 1990 and 1991, I was introduced to Florence Scovel Shinn, and that content virtually changed my life. Because I used to say what I need to do. I began to clean up my language. No one taught me. I never took a course on it. Then I began to study neuro-linguistic programming, which is also power of words, persuasion mastery, how to speak into existence, reality you are creating. And there's realism. There's always a parking space available for me up front. I easily and effortlessly understand how to upgrade into first class. There's always a booth in the restaurant for me. I manifest the ideal booth at the ideal time at the ideal place in a restaurant. I meet exceptional people. Exceptional people sit next to me on the airplane. I meet some of the most interesting people on the airplane. Exceptional situations always happen to me. Now, the reverse of it is what you learned in trauma bonds and panic patterns. By the time you're 18, you have had 20,000 meals. And a lot of those meals have been with parents, grandparents, family members. Now, depending on who your family is, depending on your family members, depending on the situation, the circumstances, and whatever is going on in your life, a lot of the communication and conditioning about the government, the world, education, money, especially your dialogue with money. If your communication with money comes from lack, a direct reflection of it, usually it comes from your parents. We don't have a pot to piss in. Money is very difficult to create. We're always behind. If the situation doesn't change, we're going to be in the poorhouse. We're from the wrong side of the tracks. There's a shit pot full. There's all these terms that reference filth, other terms with money that are not healthy. And if your communication style is not clear, then you're talking from doubt. And when you're in doubt, you're in a mixed message. You will attract to your reality people and situations that will fulfill your feelings. And so one of the insights that I'm sharing with you today is to be able to communicate clearly about the outcome you seek. So when you set goals, the term clearly defined, I hope, I'd like to. Well, that's not clarity. Now, when you commit, so when you say I commit and a date, that's locked in. So if you're saying I'm going to be a billionaire, well, that's way too big. But if you tell yourself that I'm going to have the assets of a millionaire in 3 to 5 years, and you commit to it, now you're moving into what is called probability. And so there's possible, probable, and then in Napoleon Hill's content, it's called definite of purpose. Now, so when it's definite, it's defined. When it's absolute, that is a superlative. It's unequivocal. Now, when you use the word unequivocal and absolutely, now I'm a speech major in college, so there are diphthongs, triphthongs, and other places, diphthongs, glottals, and triphthongs in your tongue and the way you enunciate. So if you live in a trauma bond and you're still living in this trauma left over from the past, or if you're holding on to not being good enough, and you're enabling, over-obligating, and doing more for others, your communication style and communication skill is going to be very weak in a muscle test. But when you come from power, not physical, not exercise power, but emotional power, the power of I will not be denied, I will unequivocally heal myself, I will not let myself down, I will no longer sabotage myself, I am no longer the mind-body connection of the events that shape the feelings. I will not be denied. When you communicate like this, but when you're like very wishy-washy and you're uncertain and you let your mother and these other people that you continue to go back to violate you to fulfill your trauma bonds, your communication style is a component of it. Because typically your communication comes from guilt, and there's guilt and resentment. And so you end up complying with other people's wishes while staying pissed off. See, there's the prostate, there's the menstrual issues, there's the backed up feelings. And then when you're resentful of people, then that's the unresolved anger that you hold on to. So guilt's a very low energy, and then anger's a higher energy. And when you live in guilt and resentment, you're in this energy that you can't really go anywhere. You're just absolutely backed up and stuffed up, which then creates prostate issues, menstrual issues, urination issues, bladder issues, irritable bowel syndrome, and then that creates gut issues, which is H. pylori, SIBO, small intestinal bacterial organisms, parasites, and other situations. And then when you eat food to stuff your feelings, you drink carbonated beverages that are sugar-laced with other chemicals in it, you're just a recipe for disaster. And unfortunately, that's a large percent of the world. So let's see what this one says right here. How does that happen? I cut the deck not knowing that I got the same card twice. So that means there is a 2% chance, 2% of me attracting the same card in the same deck. 52 cards, so there's 104, there'd be 2%. I mean, that's what it would be. That's not the law of average. That always happens to me. Let's see what we have here. Oh, this is a good one. I cannot lose anything belongs to me by divine right. I am under grace and not under law. That is a really good one. I cannot lose anything that belongs to me by divine right. I am under grace and not under law. That means that you're living in a place of non-attachment. It means you can't lose what you don't have. It means that you're not attached to possessions according to that affirmation. That's my interpretation. So it means that, so if something happens to you, so if your car gets repossessed, it's not really my car because you're letting go of that. You don't have an attachment to it. So if you're in a financial challenge and they repossess the car, they're not repossessing my car because I already owed on it. So I never really owned it outright. And so I can let go of that. And so I would rather let go of that car that has an attachment to being an addict and all the other shit that I've created and be right here today and start over, because by divine law, I can't lose what's not mine. And so when you begin to operate in this, then you won't be in conflict with people go, oh my God, I want to quit this business because Johnny is a dick or Susan is a bitch and I can't do this business because of these people. I cover this so often, or I can't be in this insurance business because my broker doesn't give me leads, or I can't be in this real estate business because no one's giving me any love. It's all going over there. And I cover this with so many people. Don't ever let someone else be your reason to sabotage yourself. And unfortunately, I see it happen to really good people. And when you can let go of that, then you are no longer the mind-body connection. So that's a connection to a trauma bond. So that means that your body is giving power to someone who's in your life now because someone else in your past violated you, traumatized you, sexually abused you, molested you, took advantage of you, criticized you, singled you out, a multitude of situations that creates a brain fog that you're still in. The more you understand why the body holds on to trauma in the body, the more you understand this, and you can begin this release process. Susan, I see you here this afternoon. So good to see you. Roger, good to see you. Brian, thank you for your content here today. It's good to have you here, Brian. Nadia, good to see you here this afternoon. So for those of you who are joining me right now, I'm covering the power of word, the power of word. And so I've used a couple of, here's the book, The Game of Life and How to Play It. This book was written in 1940, The Power of Spoken Word. Charles, good to see you this afternoon. Now here's the card deck, the affirmation deck, from that book. So let's see what else I have here today. When I am able to let go, when I am able to let go of my problem, this is called casting the burden. This is really good. So in Florence Scovel Shin's content, she uses cast the burden of the Christ within frequently. So in her content, she's using a term, and this is from around the turn of the century, cast the burden of the Christ within. So I started using that myself. So here's the affirmation. When I am able to let go of my problem, I cast the burden. I'll have instantaneous manifestations. It means when you let go of what you're holding on to, it's like the water parts and then a different level of water comes in. So this dark water you've been holding on to, when you let it go, it goes out with the tide. And so it comes back in a better, in a cleaner, more unique situation. And that's what casting the burden is. Casting the burden means you've been holding on to someone. You have a resentment and you're just absolutely pissed off at this situation. Which once again, when you use this communication, you're going to have prostate problems, lumbar challenges, menstrual challenges, bladder challenges, and a multitude of other situations that are extremely disempowering. And when you begin to heal thyself, when you begin to heal yourself, when you step out of meditation and pontification and you move into, so instead of being medicated, you learn to meditate. And that's as you begin to do this. And many people medicate themselves with food. Now, here's my affirmation deck. Once again, I've used this deck so many times that you see I've glued it numerous times. One of the flaps is off. So let's see what I can pull up here. So here this is. I am becoming more valuable, and this is a good one for you. I'm becoming more valuable for the service I am performing in free enterprise. Now, these cards right here, this is a 52-card deck. In 2003, I sat down in 45 minutes. I had 52 yellow pieces of paper in one of these. So I tore a notebook up, and I just numbered it 1 through 52. I put it right here beside me. And I just took one piece at a time and I wrote all these affirmations in 45 minutes. Now, many people would procrastinate and it would take them days and weeks and months and years. And it would say in the incubation idea form. So Lynette says, I've been off bladder meds for 2 weeks. Congratulations. Paula says, time to get into my deck. Thank you. I am the leader people are looking for. I wrote that one many, yes, I've been saying that one many years. So I wrote this in 45 minutes. So that means it took me less than 1 minute to write these. And that means you too could do this. As now, this is a really good one. As one door closes, another door opens, there are no accidents. Mel Banfield, good to see you this afternoon. Good to see you. Mel has been following me since at least 2006 that I recall. So Mel, good to see you. As always, Mel, Mel is a great client and follower. So that is the content for today, the power of word. So magnetize your reality, people in situations that are empowering. Be able to separate your feelings from the events. I attract to my reality quality, like-minded teammates, a soulmate, people I can collaborate with, people that are great customers and clients that I can offer service and value to. Write your own affirmations down. Write them in present tense with my, I always, I attract, I commit, I am in. So write a few out today. Write one or two a day. If you can write one today that's empowering, write one short affirmation that I've even written affirmations for dogs when I go to buy a dog. I will absolutely attract the ideal puppy to my reality. So when I would do this, I would go look at a litter of Jack Russells and I would watch the one that would come around me. I'd hang around the dogs. Then I would watch the one or the ones that would lick my shoes. I would watch the ones that make eye contact with. And the power of affirmation, I knew I would attract the ideal dog. So once again, this is the power word. I didn't go up there going, oh my God, I'm really scared. What if I attract the dog from hell? Oh my God, I'll never be able to train this dog. And this is how so many people communicate. They speak into existence the exact situation they do not want to have happen to them. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call and would like to access that, go right up there and send me a message. If you would like to add on your existing coaching, also send me a message and I will respond to you quickly. So Cassie says, I am in sobriety. That is awesome. So that is I am the leader people are looking for. Haley said that one. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great, thank you, Roger. My humble gratitude to be able to be your coach. Inga, good to see you this afternoon. It's good to see so many of you. My life has been transformed since I started coaching with you. Thank you very much. Callie, thank you. Awesome to be here with every one of you today. Have a great afternoon.